I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After seizing power in early February, Myanmar's military killed 14 protesters yesterday. Police deliberately targeted unarmed civilians, including a 14-year-old boy. And this follows the killing of 18 on Sunday. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations condemned the coup and has pleaded with international authorities to intervene. Joe Handley of Asian Access says the global body of Christ can help in the face of this crisis. Begin by praying for the safety of believers in Myanmar.
If you have any form of connecting with people you know there, sending them words of encouragement is huge. So even if you sent messages to Asian Access at our info@asianaccess.org, we could send those messages along that would affirm people are praying for you, they care about you.
And we talked last week about a group of volunteers from South Church in Lansing, Michigan. They've partnered with Crossroads Prison Ministries to encourage inmates through letter writing. Today, we're sharing the experience of Marlene Tebben, a South Church volunteer who's been with Crossroads on and off for about 30 years. Tebben says writing letters to Crossroads students in prison has been life-changing.
It's just an incredible blessing. And I think if you're praying about how you can share your faith with someone, this is a wonderful opportunity because you're sharing with new believers, you're encouraging them, you're giving truth to seekers, and then you're also discipling people who have been in the faith but find themselves behind prison walls.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.